Classic Mile Baby. Raise the baby. Save. Am I alright? It seems the wildest part of me. But not arriving. Not arriving.
back on the charts. I'm DJ Squared. You just heard Mac DeMarco's Rock and Roll from Guitar this week at number 6. At 7, we had Heaven for Real with Thundering from their new album, Who Died and Made You the Dream? Great album name. Before that, Mariel Buckley's Sunflowers. Leith Ross debuting this week from the album I Can See the Future. At number 9, we heard Stay, and at number 10, Fan Club Wallet with Cottonmouth from Living While Dying. And coming up next, debuting this week on the charts at 5, we've got Pache out of Montreal with a single Boule from their third studio release on Pop Pop, the channel's 90s techno pop using a Roland TR-909 drum machine coupled with modular synth and even a little bit of harmonica. We're going to listen to the track Boule from them, debuting at number 5, followed by Shad this week at 4 with the new album Start Anew. We're going to listen to Slanted from it, followed by Afternoon Bike Rides, Otherworld, rounding out our short set from the album Running with Scissors this week at number 3. So here's Patch right now with Boule. Thank you.
nice, decent life, live, laugh, and swipe visas. No such thing as a king like niggas, and they're not thugs, less as Walter White, genius. Human tricks, stupid human tribes, some slick with suit and ties, some sick of suicides by kids in junior highs, sick of ruined lives, how all we do is die while all the music vibes. Slick energy, mood lamps in the restaurant. Cool, no room, cramped in the restaurant. Wu-Tang playing boot camps in the restaurant. Foodies wanna hear a food stamps in the restaurant. Chooses Zoo bands just for stepping on, just for kicking hard. Liu Kang with the lexicon. Land is slick and slippery and slanted. Few fully notice how a few take advantage.
Every valley filled in and every hill made low. Every valley filled in and every hill made low.
Mommy's not sick, no. Her father's father is. That's why his daughter is, the air and the water is. So of course the stock share and the dollar is. Got us on tilt towards despair and intolerance. The laws of physics all point to where the problem is. Nothing is free, every action has its opposite. As opulence grows, more souls are impoverished. If we all lost and follow, who profited? I know the slope, cause I started when music mattered. Before a slew of factors had a slip and moving backwards. Is it progress if the path is too disaster? The rafter consumer data get as much as you can capture. They say the playing field's getting more leveled. If we wait and we're patient, then we'll see the floor settle. They get us hooked on the highs of warm treble. Then we get so low that we look up to pure devil. Slick, 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 slick. The land is slick and slippery and slanted. Few fully notice how a few take advantage.
Every valley filled in and every hill made low. Every valley filled in and every hill made low.
Land is slick and slippery and slanted. Land is slick and slippery and slanted.
Every valley filled in and every hill made low.
Thank you.
back to the charts. I hope you enjoyed that short set of music. That was Afternoon Bike Ride. This week at number three from their album Running with Scissors, we heard Other World. Shad before that at four was Slanted from Start Anew, and Patch from the album Mode. That song was called Boule. Coming up now at number two, Fontaine has dropped down from the number one slot to number two with the album Good Buddy. We're going to listen to I Can't Be, and at number one, we've got Begonia featuring Joey Landreth. We're going to listen to Conditional Love. Thanks for tuning into the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM, also undergoing its annual funding drive. Please, 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 take a moment. Go visit our website at cfrc.ca. Please make a donation. You can get a tax receipt via Queen's University. You can also make a donation straight through our website and get some great new CFRC merch, as well as some gifts from wonderful local sponsors. We've got so many of them to choose from. So, yeah, make a gift. Really, really helps to help us upgrade some of our very old equipment to give you, the listener, a better, better listening experience. It really is a pleasure to do radio. I've been doing it now for 20 years. We have so many folks coming in all the time. We've got lots of new volunteers on our airwaves now, and they need new equipment to be working on. Please help support the great efforts that they're doing. Please make a gift today via cfrc.ca. I really, really do appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in to this show. And I look forward to seeing y'all next week. Have a fantastic day.
Two men get out of one car. Three-piece suit, four shoes on. Smooth heads reflecting the sun. Block gates to parking lots. Drove past the Hollywood sign. Drove past Hyperion Drive. No one can stop my drive. Drive until I grow the wings to fly.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Gosch, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data for more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed. He says it shows there's a need for long-term health monitoring and support for people affected by climate disasters, who often endure great stress and anxiety.
That disruption to their lives is actually having a real and complex impact upon their health.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to